This is Twit.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Yeah, I had a question about cell phone plans. Is it better to be on Google Project Fi and pay per data, or be on like a T-Mobile unlimited plan?
Isn't that an interesting question? Yeah, the way Google does it, you pay $10 per gigabyte of data or whatever fraction. T-Mobile's unlimited plan, I understand, is unlimited, well, only in the sense that they don't throttle you until you've eaten 28 gigabytes. But that's more almost a gigabyte a day. You know, the best way to figure this out would be look at your usage. You go back and look at the last few months' cell phone bills. See how much data you use. Most people, if they're not using it as their home internet, might use 2, 3, 4 gigabytes a month, right? So Google Fi, the calculation is $20 per phone. That includes voice and unlimited text, plus the data. So if you use 3 gigabytes of data, that'd be $30 or $50 total. That's less than the $70 T-Mobile charges for unlimited. So it would be a better deal for you. On the other hand, if you use more than 6 gigabytes of data, or actually, if you use more than 5 gigabytes of data a month typically, then your phone bill will be $70 plus. And is it T-Mobile's 70 or 80? I can't remember. They used to be 70. They might be 80.
T-Mobile's 70.
70? All right. So I guess the cutoff is 5 gigabytes of data a month. If you use more than that, T-Mobile would be a better deal. So you just got to go back and look at your bills because everybody's different. I, on my Google Fi, I think is a better deal. I save money. My typical bill is $30 or $40 every month.
Yeah, I don't use a whole lot of data. I use less than 1 gig, and my last phone bill was only $28.
There you go. So Google Fi would be $20 plus whatever you use, and they charge fractions, right? So if you used half a gig, it'd only be $5. So $25 for, you know. So that I think that's a good deal. Remember, they don't charge you extra for texting. They have fairly affordable per minute call rates. I think it's a very good deal. The other thing that Google Fi does that I kind of like, they're aggregating service from a number of different carriers. So their primary service is T-Mobile. So whatever connectivity you're getting from T-Mobile, you're going to get at least that. But if T-Mobile isn't as good as Sprint in an area, they'll use Sprint instead. And if T-Mobile and Sprint aren't as good as U.S. Cellular in an area, they'll use U.S. Cellular. And this is maybe a pro or con, but whenever possible, they'll use Wi-Fi. For calling, for data, for texting, they'll use Wi-Fi. So, because that doesn't cost them anything. That's really kind of on your internet or whatever internet you're using. So, in my opinion, your connectivity is probably going to be better with Google's Fi service. Only because they're giving you, you know, three different carriers you can use plus Wi-Fi. There is a downside. Google's Fi, which you can find at fi.google.com, requires that you use a Google phone, one of last year's Nexus phones or one of this year's Pixel phones. It doesn't work on anybody else's phones. And I'm waiting to see. I haven't heard anybody say, oh, yeah, we'll work with Fi too. But here's a kind of a little trick. If you have an unlocked phone, a carrier unlocked phone, you can usually put a Google Fi SIM in there, but it won't do the frequency hopping. It'll stick with usually T-Mobile in my experience. So I can take my T-Mobile, AT&T, or maybe Verizon iPhone. If it's unlocked, if I can use somebody else's SIM in there, pop the Fi SIM, and it'll still work. But it just won't have all the features of Fi. I mean, it won't be able to roam to Sprint or U.S. Cellular. So it is, you know, it's more flexible than one might think. I'm a big Fi fan, and as I travel, I think Fi is going to be a good choice.